The cost of crude oil is the biggest factor in what we pay for a gallon of gasoline. The ripple effects continue to spread. Last week's cyber attack on America's largest fuel pipeline has led to shortages of gasoline in several U.S. states. According to GasBuddy, an application that tracks fuel demand, there were outages in nearly a quarter of all gas stations in North Carolina. 15% of stations in Georgia and Virginia were dry. South Carolina saw significant outages. This is all as of Wednesday morning. And GasBuddy says the problem was much worse around major southeastern cities. Several governors have declared states of emergency, relaxing some gas rules and encouraging cooperation to address the problem. The federal government's telling consumers not to panic buy and hoard gasoline, and stations not to price gouge or overcharge people for it. Outside the Southeast, there's reportedly plenty of fuel. Colonial Pipeline, the company that was hacked, said it was restarting its operations on Wednesday afternoon, but it could still be several days before supplies are fully restored in the Southeast.